Daryl Ryder, who filled in with Danny yesterday. He was with me on Monday and Tuesday. He made a major point this entire week of letting everybody know that, like, he bought the special tickets for last night's game. He had to be there to get the shirt and the bobblehead. That and the bobblehead was like very exclusive.
He
like,
was very excited about it yesterday.
He left Berea in like a flurry to get to the stadium on time. So I kind of want to know, like, we need like Daryl bobblehead watch. Like, did he get the bobblehead? Did he get there in time?
I'm sure you will find out later today, and I'm sure we will find out, if not later today, I'm sure we'll find out tomorrow when he joins the show.
Yeah, that's going to be the first thing we ask him is, hey, did you get all the Superman apparel that you needed? We'll talk Gerdos here coming up in a few minutes in relation to they stay hot. The Tigers continue to slide. Is it a recipe for buying at the trade deadline here next week? But I'm curious your thoughts, Danny, because as we talked about, like, Miles and him coming in with the Super Bowl expectation thing, I don't know. Like, I've wondered if because you're right. I think fans aren't stupid. They know where this team is at. You know, they understand why the Vegas number is what the Vegas number is. And I do feel like they are approaching the season with this just kind of like tempered expectations. Like, okay, we'll see what happens, right? Which is a little bit different because I think most years you can always find Browns fans who are willing to like talk themselves into something. I mean, I remember the 0-17 season. Browns fans talking themselves into this team being better than people thought they were going to be, and then they didn't win a single game. So it happens.
That was a tough one.
And I'm not saying those fans aren't out there doing that right now, but it just feels like there is kind of like this understanding of where this team is. And so I've kind of wondered if the quarterback competition is something that fans are excited about because, well, hey, there's all these different possibilities and Joe Flacco's back. Or if it's something that is almost, I don't know, like keeping, making for less excitement because they're like, well, if we have all four of these quarterbacks, we kind of know where we are, and I'm not really excited about any of them.
Well, I do think that there is a section of the fan base, and I'm not saying that this section is wrong because I don't even know that they are. But I think that there is a section of the fan base that is willing to talk themselves into the Browns being better than we think they're going to be.
Yeah.
But when you do see that, because I'm sure you see that if I see it, it's talking themselves into, well, they could win like 7 or 8 games. Like, there's a path to them getting to around 500. But nobody's talking themselves into, this is the Browns team that could win 10, 11, 12 games, go on a run in the postseason. Like, nobody is doing that, and I think rightfully so. Is there a world in which the over of the win total hits and they win 7, 8 games? I think so. I wouldn't predict that. I think I'm probably a little bit more pessimistic because of the quarterback situation than most about this team. But I do think you could talk yourself into, well, the Browns are going to get back to what Kevin Stefanski did best early in his tenure here with what they want to do offensively. And if they have a good running game, it can make life easier for whatever one of these four quarterbacks earns the starting job for however long they have it, because I do expect we're going to see multiple quarterbacks throughout the year. So I do understand all of that, but it's just when you hear the word Super Bowl with a team that is expected to win between 4 and 6 games, it's always going to ring a little hollow to me, no matter what happened with the star player this offseason. Like, I can push beyond what Myles Garrett said and did this offseason. I don't care. And I do think part of it maybe was a financial play, and it obviously worked out for him. Yeah, now he's the second highest defensive player in football, highest paid defensive player in football. So I can look past that a little bit. But ultimately, I just can't get on board with it because I think what the team did the rest of the offseason does not align with those words.
Yeah, listen, I think you're right in terms of like what the team did. And I think part of that was they were just strapped in general. Like, they don't have the financial situation isn't great because of the Deshaun contract. There's a lot of things that they were sort of working through there. I think the only person I've heard say even mention the Browns in playoffs in the same sentence was Mike Florio, who was on earlier this week. Like, he came up with some way that the Browns get to the playoffs where he was like, yeah, you know, why, who's to say they can't get to 10 wins and maybe be a sneaky playoff team. Like, I'm not there. My biggest argument for exceeding those expectations has been yeah, the stuff that you sort of laid out as well, Danny, like, you're going back to Stefanski's offense. If the offensive line, and I think that's it's a big if, can stay healthy, this group thrives in that system. We know that. Get back to running the football, the play action stuff that, you know, Joe Flacco thrived in 2023 that helped you get to the playoffs the last time around. Those are all reasons why, and I've said from the beginning, like, I think this defense, I don't think the defense was as bad as people made it out to be last year. I think they were given like a short, you know, they were put in a bad situation because of how bad the offense was.
Right.
And if you just get competent offense this year, yeah, I think 6-7 games, like, you could win 3 more games than you did a year ago with a more competent offense than you had a year ago. Now, I know there's people who are saying, are we sure the offense is going to be more competent? I get that. That's, you know, that's fair. I think it will be, because I just think the quarterback play we saw last year was some of the worst quarterback play we've ever seen in NFL history.
Right.
But no, do I think that means playoffs? Do I think that means Super Bowl? Of course not. I still think they're a ways away from all those things, and maybe that comes. Maybe those expectations can be back next year if they draft a franchise quarterback. And again, it's not that I think Myles Garrett wasn't supposed to say this. I just think it's fascinating, like, where people sort of stand on this team, because this is a time of year that people are getting, you know, excited about football being back and excited about their Browns being back. But I also think, you know, hearing Miles say that, I think people probably rolled their eyes because they kind of know what lies ahead for this team, if you will. Like, they know where this team is at. They're right. Not stupid. The quarterback competition is what it is. And I haven't heard anybody really try to sell. I would say this, Danny, like, I think exceeding expectations in 2025 is what you mentioned. Like, get to 7 wins, get to maybe 8 wins. And I think all of a sudden people are like, okay, that's a pretty successful season. Not that Myles Garrett's going to come out and say, like, let's just win 8 games. And I'm not expecting him to. But to me, like, I feel like that ends up being a successful season for everybody involved. And we're not talking about then Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry and company getting fired. We're probably talking about, like, all right, so who's their franchise quarterback that they're taking next year? And is next year the year, like, is next year finally like the make it or break it year for this team?
I think that a successful season for the Browns would be to feel good about this team going into the offseason. I think that is the way that I would define success for them. It's not a Super Bowl. I don't even think it's a win total, because I think you could feel like if they win 6 or 7 games, I don't think I'm going to feel differently, right? Like, that one win is not going to make me feel better about this team going into the offseason, or worse going in about this team going into the offseason. I do think the goal for this year is for us to feel good about the direction that this organization is headed going into next offseason, given that they have ammunition in the draft where they can potentially move up to where they can potentially maybe possibly finally find a franchise quarterback, and then we can really move forward with things. But that, I think, should be what the goal is this offseason, or this season, for this organization. Like, don't put it on a win total. I want to feel better about this team at the end of the year than I do right now. And if that's the case, I'll feel good about
that. What I think is interesting about that stance specifically is, like, well, first of all, I think, like, everyone's going to have, like, a different definition of, like, how they feel good about the team to a degree. But I actually think that's kind of the right answer, where it's not a number. It's not like, hey, they got to win this many games. It kind of is just like, okay, are they trending in the right direction? And that so much rests on that specifically. Kevin Stefanski's future rests on that specifically, because I've talked about it. Like, if there's a chance we get to the offseason and we're talking about Andrew Berry differently than we were a year ago, and we're talking about Kevin Stefanski differently than we were a year ago, where I think Kevin Stefanski largely got kind of a pass for a lot of what went wrong last year. But, like, if Andrew Berry's draft class hits, if 3 out of the 3 of these guys, 4 of these guys, like, end up being consistent contributors, and they look like they're giving you something, if Mason Graham's a star, if Carson Schwestinger's flying around, it looks like the you know, JOK 2.0, if you will. Like, I think people sort of leave and they're like, okay, Andrew finally got some. Even if guys like DeJuan Jones hold their own at left tackle, if Cedric Tillman takes that step that the Browns think he's going to take, I think the conversation around Andrew Berry starts to become like, okay, so he now has some players in here who can do some things. Why did the team only win 4 games, for example? And so then it kind of changes. But that's where I think, and I don't think anybody's, like, directly on the hot seat just based on what Jimmy Haslam's talked about this offseason, but I do think, like, as you talk about expectations for this team, real expectations for this team, I do think it is what you sort of allude to of get to the offseason and feel like there's tangibly something positive.
You just
going
want to
on.
Feel good. You yeah. want to feel good going yeah. into the offseason. I think that would make this year a success. I really do
Let
think
me
that.
Ask you this, because Mitch brought up to us too, like John Harbaugh was the one person who didn't say Super Bowl or bust, and he kind of pushed back on the Super Bowl or bust narrative. And we've seen other athletes over the course of time like push back on like the championship ring culture thing, you know, especially in the NBA. Damian Lillard was famous for that, obviously, when he was first in Portland. If Miles had shown up and not said Super Bowl or bust, like, would you have been mad at him for that? Like, would you?
I don't want those guys to, like, I don't want Miles Garrett to go into this season with a losing mentality. Yeah. And I don't think anybody should want that. But if he also said, you know, we want to
What if he said what you just said? What if he was like, our goal is to feel like we're headed in the right direction, feel positive about the direction of the team after the season?
So I think that might be a little different, but I do think there's a way that he could have answered it where he just not gone Super Bowl or bust. And I think he could have said, we want to prove people wrong, right? Yeah. Like, I don't think that he needed to, or I don't think anyone with the Browns need to put a concrete goal out there to the public. They don't have to do that. Now, the Super Bowl thing is a very concrete goal, and it's a goal that's not going to be accomplished this year. But I do think that they could have just said, we want to prove people wrong. We hear what people say about us. We know what the expectation externally is for the Cleveland Browns. We want to exceed those expectations, and we want to this year, we want the Cleveland Browns to prove people wrong. I think that is the way to yeah. answer that question, because what are we going to say if he says that? Like, no issues, right? Where would right. he be wrong as far as that goes? Now, what proving people wrong looks like does leave it a little open-ended, right? You don't have a concrete thing that we are all looking at and say, okay, well, they didn't accomplish the goal. They didn't prove people wrong, or they did. Like, it's very much in a gray area, which kind of, if you're an athlete answering that kind of question, that's where you want to live, in the gray area.
Right.
But I do think for some organizations, like, no, it should be the whole Super Bowl or bust thing. Like, it should be the championship should be the goal. That's what your eyes should be on. And the Baltimore Ravens are certainly one of them, right? Like, look at what yeah. they have. And for John Harbaugh to say, you know, maybe the Super Bowl isn't the goal. Like, that to me feels like a loser mentality, because you have a league MVP. You have the guy who was first team all pro at quarterback in Lamar Jackson. And you know what you've not done with him is have significant postseason success. Like, it's kind of, I think for yeah. them, a little bit of now or never. And to say, you know, maybe that's not the be all end all. I just feel like, okay, that's kind of a loser mentality type thing.
Are the Ravens the Cleveland Cavaliers of the NFL?
No, because I think the Cavs, when the Cavs get back from media day, you know what Donovan Mitchell is going to sit up there and say? This year's about winning a title.
Yeah, you are
Evan
right
Mobley's going to say that. Darius Garland's
right
going to
that.
Say that. And like all of those guys who they failed in the postseason, you know what they also said? We failed. We yeah. came up short. Like, they wore that. And
John Harbaugh's just like, hey, life lessons.
Yes. Like, I
that's
can.
That's all that matters.
I mean, maybe Kenny Atkinson won't go as far as some of the players will go, but Donovan Mitchell's going to sit up there at Rocket Arena or Cleveland Clinic Courts, wherever they have media day in late September, early October when they have it. And he's going to say, our goal is to win a title this year. We want to get to the finals. We want to win the finals. We want to be champions yeah. 1 year from now. Maybe he's not going to say those exact words, but that's going to be the message. I can promise you that's what's going to happen. So I wouldn't compare them to that, because I do think that they're going to sit here and say, we failed last year, which the Ravens also did, and the Ravens have failed a bunch of years in a row. We have championship expectations. We had them last year. We came up short. Our expectations to win a title this year.
It is surprising that with Lamar Jackson and all the failures of that organization in the postseason, they're John Harbaugh wouldn't take a bigger swing at the thing that
especially for a guy that has won a Super Bowl.
Right.
Like, it's not yeah. like he hasn't been there. Now, with this current version of the Baltimore Ravens, obviously he has not, but he has won a Super Bowl in the past. Like, he knows what it takes. And him saying that makes me wonder if he knows they don't have enough around Lamar to do it. Like, I wonder if that is where this is coming from.
That's an interesting thought by Danny Cunningham. He's got more interesting thoughts coming up. I'm teasing it.